Here's Chick on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a statement that was released on Friday, Hotchkiss School acknowledged 7 male faculty and staff members were involved in sexual misconduct against students from 1969 through 1992. Thorne Thompson, a classics teacher from 1964 to 1992, Christopher Carlisle, an English teacher from 1963 to 1982, who is now deceased, George Rick Del Pret, a former athletic director and history teacher from 1970 to 2004. Del Pret, through his counsel, declined to be interviewed and denied the allegations in students' accounts. Dr. Peter Gott, a medical director from 1972 to 2005, now deceased. Albert Sly, choral director, organist, and music teacher from 1950 to 2008, now deceased. Ronald Carlson, an English teacher from 1971 to 1981. And Damon White, an English teacher from 1983 to 2012. The investigator, Allison O'Neill, a partner at Locke & Lord, was hired in February, conducting more than 150 interviews with alumni and current and former faculty, staff, and trustees. The investigation involved more than 200,000 pages of documents. The report, which was made available by Hotchkiss School through its website, hotchkiss.org, detailed the allegations against the 7 men it named. All mentioned in the report have been removed from the school's prestigious roll call and have been stripped of their association with the school and honorary recognitions. An article on this also appeared on Saturday by Bridget Ruthman in the Republican American. On Friday, a blaze at a complex in Dover Plains that included a restaurant and apartments kept firefighters at the scene for nearly 12 hours. The cause of the fire at the Dover Cafe, in which one firefighter was hurt, is being looked at by the Dutchess County Fire Investigation Division. 6 apartments were affected, but no other injuries were reported. The Mid-Hudson Valley Chapter of American Red Cross said it's giving financial aid for food, clothing, and shelter to 9 adults and 1 child burned out by the fire. Some 55 firefighters from 20 companies contributed to extinguishing the Route 22 blaze, which was reported about 10 o'clock in the morning and brought under control after about 4 hours. Dover Fire Chief Joseph Adinji said an alert said firefighters cleared the scene by 9:30 in the evening on Friday. The Salisbury Pathways Committee holding a meeting tonight at 5:30 at the Salisbury Town Hall in the meeting room at the first floor. I'll have an update on the Connecticut Connectivity Program grant and also time for citizens' comments. The Sharon Zoning Board of Appeals has their regular meeting. That is tonight at 6 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. Well, the Dutchess County Fair is running from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Tuesday through Thursday, and Sunday from 10 until 11, Friday and Saturday, at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds in Rhinebeck. For more information, DutchessFair.com or 845-876-4000. The Sharon Housing Authority, Sharon Ridge Expansion Corporation, has their regular meeting coming up tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. The Rose Thrift Shop, located in the basement of the Immaculate Conception Church, Route 22 in Amity, New York, will have their bag sale from 10 till 2 p.m. Wednesday, August 22nd, and Saturday, August 25th. The thrift shop will be closed on Wednesday, the 29th, to restock and will reopen for business on Saturday, September the 1st. On Thursday from 3 till 7, the Guild of Berkshire Artists annual fine art show opens at the historic 1854 Old Town Hall, 9 Main Street in West Stockbridge. The show runs Thursdays through Sundays until September 2nd. Hours are Thursdays and Fridays from 3 to 7, Saturdays 11 till 6, and Sundays 11 until 3. The Sunset Music Series continues at the Canaan VFW. Live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise. It runs from 7 until 9 p.m. Coming up this Thursday, Nathaniel Hintz music. There's one more week to go next week. 2 guys in suits and ties. New for 2018, the Bidwell House Museum has developed a tour for families with children 12 and under. On August 24th, visitors could learn about the history of the Bidwell House and what it could have been like to have been a child in the house in the 18th century. Children are invited to ask questions, make observations, and participate in 2 easy activities. $10 for adults, $8 for seniors, $5 for students 13 through 18, free for children under 12, accompanied by their adults. The Norfolk Library is hosting a fundraising auction with a tropical theme August 24th from 6 till 8 p.m. A silent auction while tropical hors d'oeuvres, champagne, wine, and drinks are served. Auctioneers then hit the stage. Corsica, Jackson Hole, Hilton Head, South Carolina are among the lead getaways offered this year. Tickets are $35 at the door. Donations support the library's many free special events, films, concerts, book discussions, and children's programs. Melancholy, Desire, and Joy, sonatas by Corelli, Handel, and Bach, will be the opening program for Crescendo's 2018-19 season. Performance is scheduled for Friday, August 24th at 6 p.m. at St. James Place, Main Street in Great Barrington, and August 25th at 4 p.m. at the United Methodist Church on Main Street in Lakeville. Tickets and more information online at worldclassmusic.org. In Cornwall, a town meeting will be held August 24th at 7:30 to approve authorization for the Board of Selectmen to enter into a license agreement with Eversource Energy for the public use of approximately 3 acres of land known as the Bend on the west side of Lower River Road in West Cornwall. The funds are coming through the Housatonic River Commission, which received a grant from the settlement by General Electric for its pollution of the river with PCBs many years ago. The plan is for Eversource to continue ownership, with the town taking over the maintenance once the improvements are done by the HVA. The upgrade includes constructing a parking lot, improving access to the river, and installing a portable toilet. The town also will be able to use a portion of the property that is adjacent to the Hughes Library, which abuts the land being improved. Blue Rider Stables' 24th annual Fun Day is Saturday at the French Park, North Egremont, from 10 to 4. Free fun games, activities including free pony rides, hay rides, a bounce house, crafts, and much more. Refreshments will be available, and there'll be a silent auction until 3 p.m. More information at bluerider.org. Music Mountain Festival has a community event, Painting Music at the Mountain. Children and adults of all ages are welcome to participate in a festive community event on Saturday at 11:30 for individual and collaborative drawing and painting session. A picnic will follow at 12:30. This all starts at 11:30. Participants are asked to bring their own food and drinks. In addition, Music Mountain concession stand will be open to serve coffee, tea, ice cream, and other goodies. At 1 p.m., an hour-long free concert at Garden Hall will wrap up the event, featuring the Cassatt String Quartet and Music Mountain Artistic Director Oscar Espina Ruiz. Since space is limited for the hands-on session at 11:30, participants are asked to reserve their spot by calling 860-824-7126. Music Mountain is, of course, located on Music Mountain Road in Falls Village. On Saturday from 2:30 to 5:30, there'll be an opening reception for the Guild of the Berkshires Art Show and Sale at the Historic Town Hall in West Stockbridge. More than 30 artists showing their latest works in a wide variety of visual media. Join Columbia Land Conservancy and the Chatham community from 5:30 till 8:30 on Saturday at Ooms Conservation Area on Rock City Road to celebrate the end of summer with a free backyard block party. They'll have guided full moon walk, yoga at the gazebo, and food from Main Street Goodness, Bimmy's Cheese Shop, and a beer from Chatham Brewing. Find out more at clctrust.org. The gallery at Rhinebeck will hold its second annual paint out auction benefiting the nonprofit's arts organization. Artists will create works at the Dutchess County Fair over the span of 3 days. You can check them out while they work at the fair on the last day on Saturday. The artworks will be auctioned at an evening event. The auction has $10 donation at the door. Anybody in attendance may bid, paddles provided. Refreshments provided during the preview, which begins at 6. The auction begins at 7 p.m. More information at galleryrhinebeck.org. The Auxiliary of the Wissahick Fire Company will sponsor a breakfast and bake sale on Sunday from 8 until 11. Prices are $8 for adults, $7 for seniors, $5 for children aged 9 and under. The breakfast will be held at the Wissahick Firehouse on Firehouse Road. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,669.32, the S&P 500 at 2850.13, and the NASDAQ at 7816.33. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.